From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A volcano on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali sent plumes of smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air Sunday for the third day in the week, triggering flight disruptions and leaving thousands of tourists stranded. Indonesian and regional authorities heightened flight warnings around Bali's Mount Agung on Sunday as the volcano's eruptions sent a plume of ash and steam more than 6,000 meters into the sky. The airport in the neighboring Lombok Island was closed, but Bali's main airport remained open. Flight cancellations have stranded roughly 7,000 domestic and international passengers. There was a deadly explosion Sunday in the port city of Ningbo in eastern China. The explosion killed at least two people and injured dozens more. It brought down buildings, shattered windows, and knocked holes in walls of buildings 1 kilometer away. Some state media accounts said it was a factory building that exploded, while other reports said it was an area either scheduled for demolition or had already been demolished. Ningbo is about 100 kilometers south of Shanghai. Officials said they had established no cause yet for the explosion, which took place in a riverfront area. Industrial accidents are common in China, where safety standards are often not well enforced. In 2015, an explosion killed at least 165 people in Tianjin, a port city east of Beijing. This is VOA News.